Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a very silly story. It is called Silly Goose's Big Story, and it's by Keiko Kaza. And it's read today by Mommy and no name, no sound effects, no nothing. Oh, a silent figure. We don't know what he is, but we do know he is here. So if you decide on who you want to be, speak up. Are you ready? Okay. Here we go. Silly Goose's big story. Goose made up great stories. His friends would always beg him, "Tell us a story, Goose." Now, who do I know who makes up good stories? Let me think. One day, Goose said, "Once upon a time, there were fierce pirates, and soon they were sailing the seven seas together looking for treasure, and Goose was the captain, the fiercest of all." And it looks like his friends are a red squirrel and like a porcupine and maybe and a beaver, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay. Another day, Goose said,
"Once upon a time, there were scary dinosaurs, and soon they were roaming the earth together, hunting and growling, and naturally, Goose was the T-Rex, the scariest of all." And then another day, Goose said,
"Once upon a time, there was a mighty king,
and soon they were marching through towns and hills together, conquering the world." And who got to play the king? The mightiest of all? Why?
Goose, of course.
Goose, of course, yes.
"Wait a minute, Goose,"
said Beaver.
"You always play the hero. Why can't we take turns?"
"Yeah,"
said Porcupine.
"I'd like to be the hero sometime."
"Me too,"
said Squirrel.
"No way,"
said Goose.
"I always play the hero. Come on, keep marching."
Ooh, pause. How would you feel if you had to play with someone like that, who was always main character energy? Would that be fun to play with them?
"That's selfish,"
said his friends, but Goose wouldn't give in.
"They're my stories, so I'm the hero,"
he insisted, and they were so busy arguing that they didn't notice that someone was listening. Who was that someone? Let's find out. Suddenly, a big wolf shouted, "Hello, lunch!" And they all screamed and ran, but poor Goose tripped on his royal cape, and Wolf scooped him up in an instant.
"So you're the hero, huh?"
Wolf chuckled.
"More like a hero sandwich to me."
Goose was in big trouble. He had to think fast, and finally he had an idea.
"Mr. Wolf,"
Goose said,
"I'm glad I found you. You're in great danger."
"Is that so?"
Wolf laughed.
"How?"
"Well, I'll tell you."
And Goose began the biggest story he had ever told.
"Once upon a time, there were thousands of happy wolves living on this mountain."
"Uh-huh,"
said Wolf.
"And then one day, what's his name? Wim showed up,"
said Goose.
"Wim? Who's that?"
"Oh, Wim is short for wolf-eating monster.
Goose continued.
He used to wander around saying, "Yum, yum, I smell a wolf." And then when he found one, he popped it into his mouth like a peanut.
"You are lying,"
said Wolf, but he looked worried.
"It's true, Mr. Wolf," said Goose. "Do you see thousands of wolves here? This is the worst part. Wem is back."
And just at that moment, the trees started to shake, and they heard loud footsteps in the distance.
"What's that?"
said Wolf, and soon spikes of hair appeared above the treetops.
"It couldn't be,"
said Wolf. And then a deep voice bellowed.
"Yum, yum, I smell a wolf. It's Wem,"
cried Wolf, and he dropped Goose like a hot potato and took off running. And he never looked back.
Whew.
Goose was relieved, but not for long. Something big was coming his way, and it was getting closer and closer. And then, from behind the trees, there came his ferocious-looking friends. Can you describe to our friends what it looks like?
Porcupine was at the top, the squirrel was holding him, and the bear was at the bottom.
Yeah, the beaver is holding the squirrel and the porcupine on his shoulders, and they are hiding behind the tree. They look really fierce. But if the tree is not in front of them, they look quite silly.
"Yum, yum, I smell a wolf,"
they were still growling together. Goose shouted with relief.
"Oh, you guys, you're Wem."
"Yep, I shook the trees,"
said Squirrel.
"And the footsteps were me slapping my tail," said Beaver.
"And I was Wem's hair,"
said Porcupine.
"Hey, you know what?"
Beaver shouted suddenly.
"We finally got to play the heroes."
"Play the heroes?"
cried Goose.
"You are the heroes! You saved me!"
"Tell us another story, Goose,"
the friends begged as they walked home.
"Okay, I've got a good one,"
said Goose.
"Once upon a time, there was a silly goose who had the three greatest friends in the world."
And I think after that, he probably learned to, what? Let other people have turns of being the hero. Because it's more fun when everybody gets a chance, don't you think? And that, my friends, is
the end.
The end.